So yesterday, the Rambam's definition that of Avodah Shebalev, that it means that one's thoughts are focused upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, Avodah Shebalev. Lev referring to the Seichel, to the what the Seichel engages in Machshava. So maybe just to follow up on that a little bit. The idiom we use, the idiom the Rambam uses as well, of Mitzvah Sase Lehispalel B'chol Yom. In Vayichi, so Yaakov says to Yosef, Vayom Yisrael Yosef, Ve'ofa necha lo filolti. V'hinei hera osi elukim gam ezarecha. So what does lo filolti mean? So just here on the page, there are two main interpretations. The Ibn Ezra, the Rashbam, say that similar to the Shoresh Pei Lamed Lamed in Mishpatim, V'nasan Beflilim, it's the Lashon of Din. And that what it means is Lo Danti Belibi. I never judged it within the realm of possibility that I would ever see you again. So Filalti is a Lashon Din. But Rashi, and here in the Taras Chaim, Afsadi, they have Afsadigon as well, say that it's Lashon Machshava. Afsadigon translates Lo Chashavti. Rashi says also Filalti Lashon Machshava. And Yitachin, that's how the Rambam, certainly in our context of Hilchos Tfila, understood it. That Mitzvah Aseh L'Hispalel, that's just what we're saying in terms of the Rambam's definition, is just included in the very semantics of the word Tfila. It means that one's machshavos are focused upon, solely and exclusively, upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Halacha Beis, when the Rambam writes Elachiv Mitzvah Zu Kachu, Sheyehei Odom Mispalel Umischanein B'chol Yom Umagid Shvachu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Achakach Shol Tzvachu Shu Tzvach Lein B'Vakashu V'Tchina V'Achakach Nosin Shavach V'Odoy Al Hashem Al HaTova She'Eshpi Alo. So there is a difficulty here that generally, we define tefillah. We understand that the definition of tefillah, according to the Rambam, means to say shevach v'kosha and hoda'ah. That is what constitutes tefillah, and that structure is daraisa. But here in the Rambam, the way the Rambam formulates it, it seems as if tefillah is something distinct. It's mispalel umischanein umagid shvachu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does the mispalel mean as distinct from the shevach, bakash, and hodor? But according to what we've been discussing, so the answer is as follows, that shehe odim mispalel will come another time, we'll add to the second verb of mischanein, Yiratz Hashem, but shehe odim mispalel means that there is something to tefillah conceptually distinct from the Shevach, Bakash, and Hodah, that the Tefillah Shehei Adam Mispalel, the person should be focused upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His thoughts should be focused upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now, Tachlis, what should he do during that period of focus, thoughts exclusively focused, Avodah Shebalev, with the Secha, with the Machshava, what should he be doing? So there the Halacha tells us that he should be Magid Shvacho, Shoel Tzrachov, and Nosen Hodoya. But the Lehispalo is something which is distinct from the details and implementation of Shevach Bakosha and Hodo'ah. The relationship between the Avodah Shebalev is that ultimate Avodah that the Rambam was talking about in Tfilah, so maybe we'll come to that next week in Tzim Shem B'Nadim.